Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
The Captain J Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we have got Shay, we got Randy, we got you for a 3-hour ride here on this snowy Tuesday. It's a Hoodwink Tuesday as well. 312-332.
Did you say snowy?
Yep. Did you notice coming in? Or
God.
Did you come via spaceship?
Horrific.
312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Good morning, Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks for keeping the conversation going. Brought to you by DraftKings. Indeed, Cap, slippery, a little slushy out your way?
Yeah.
You okay?
I'm a little hacked off with my wife.
Okay. And water's wet. we have wives to be hacked off at, so there's no surprise. So what happened today?
She's
your wife.
Methodist.
She's Mindy.
Mindy. Okay. She's Methodist.
Okay.
I'm Jewish, so I never grew up with a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. When we got married, the kids want to have a tree. Okay. She has kids. I have kids. Brett. We moved together.
Sure.
Okay. We'll get a tree. We've had a tree. We have an artificial tree.
Mm-hmm.
The tree is kept in a big, huge bag.
Mm-hmm.
She decided Sunday she wants to put the tree up. I was at work doing TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back, no tree up, but the tree bag is dragged. It's big.
Yeah.
Heavy. In my parking spot in the garage. Right in the middle of it. Oh, I God. Said, hey, hon. Oh, yeah, she said, I'll have that out of that by Monday late in the day. Once I'm done with my meetings, I'm going to come home, I'm going to work out, and I'm going to do the tree.
Sure.
Okay. Couldn't get my car in last night, covered in snow,
mm-hmm.
opened the door right on my seat. Now I got to get a towel. It was like one thing, I'm like, oh, your car was in the garage, nice and warm and toasty and clean, mm-hmm. dry.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not happy with her.
Why didn't she move the tree, Cap? How come the tree was still there? Again, she laid out for you her plan. So yeah. What happened with the plan?
Her plan wasn't as successful as my book and the Cubs' plan.
Mm-hmm. I see. I understand that. Yes.
Her plan was more like the White Sox 2022 plan.
Uh-huh.
Stopped in its tracks.
The plan was to move the tree out of your space so you can park, and the tree was still there, you said.
Correct.
Okay. Why, again, with her plan, how come the tree was not moved? Did you ask? How come the tree's still there, hon?
Well, that I asked that on Sunday. Yes. I got sidetracked. I was busy doing something else.
Hmm. Now, see, I want to make sure.
This morning she was still sleeping, and me being a good husband, I did not go wake her up.
No.
No. Could have.
Yes. And could have just taken her car. Have a good day.
That would have been the best.
I had to take all this snow off the car. Well, I took the vehicle that was clean and warm.
Yep.
Take that.
I should have done that.
You know what? Jay Hood would have done that.
That.
No question about it.
That's
awesome. No question about it. You know, Cap, you know, when we have these stories, and I always tell you about how it's very difficult to come just to walk in my home because of the amount of Amazon boxes that are there just stacked up, right? You just kind of walk in, and it's tough, by the way, at 4 in the morning. You're trying to go around the house, and all of a sudden, oh, God!
What? Tell me about it.
Oh, God! Like, that happens, right?
Mine's like a children's museum. We have one grandson.
Yes.
It's literally like a city park in there.
Yes. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that it always comes back around, and that is, you know, she didn't move the tree, but God forbid if that was you.
If I dragged that tree and moved it, I would have heard, what were you doing moving the bag? The branch bent.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, hon. That was your job.
Or just flip it, Cap. Flip it. You said, you know, I've got some work to do, and I'm going to work out, and then I'll move that tree so you can park your car in the garage. And you don't do it? Oh, my God.
Right.
World War III.
Correct.
The end of the world.
Correct.
And it lingers throughout the day.
Correct.
Because now it comes right back around in conversation.
That's correct.
Hun, how was your day? I don't know. I couldn't park my car into the garage.
That's exactly what she did.
That's my marriage. It's your marriage. Same situation. God forbid if that's you.
Correct.
You, again, us being guys, she forgot, but it's kind of difficult here because now I got the snow and everything. She said she was going to do it. She didn't do it. So was she really that busy? And so you try to keep it inside, right? This is why women make us sick sometimes.
Because
we don't yell and scream. We just try to reason and understand. But you just know, man. 180 degrees, if that's you, oh, my God.
I had my hands full. I had coffee in my hands, had my bag, had my workout stuff. Oh, God. Snow all over it. So I'm trying with one hand to brush it by the frame of the door.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm going to get it all over my clothes. So I just open the door. Plop, right on the seat.
Of course. Got to get this off. I got to get to work. Brushing it off with your sleeve.
In there getting a towel.
I mean, come on. Randy, how about that, Randy? Doing it with the sleeve.
So mad.
It's just, but Cap, it always goes around like that. Now, why is that, Cap?
I don't know what goes through around, but in some way, shape, or form, it'll be my fault.
Not your fault, though.
Right.
Not your fault. You see, this is why this show is a safe space, Cap.
Correct. Because
you get all the hell that you get at home. Same thing for me. Come here, Cap. You won't believe what happened at home. And I could just be able to talk to a friend about it.
Correct.
To get it off my chest.
They ask a question on this information gathering exercise at this company.
Yes.
Do you have a best friend at work?
Yes, yes.
I do.
Yes.
You.
Yes.
My guy.
That because you get stuff off your chest. You could say what you got to say.
But she needed a bulb changed in the bathroom.
Sure.
It's a little dark when I'm putting my makeup on. Could you please change? There's a bulb that's out. Yeah, okay. 2 days later. Can you please change? All right, fine. Get up. I go to Home Depot. I buy the bulb. Yes. I put it in. And why'd it take you 2 days to change the bulb? Why'd it take you 2 days to move the tree?
Oh!
Take that.
It's funny you said something about bulbs, right?
Yeah.
We have one of those fluorescent bulbs in the kitchen. We have a chandelier, we've got it. But there's this little bulb that's right around where the dishes are, right in the kitchen area. And she says, I'll order one. You don't have to go to Home Depot. I'll order one from Amazon. Okay, fine. She says, I got the bulbs. Can you put it in? Yeah, no problem. You just slide it in, click it, you know, pull the chain. Cap, it's the darkest fluorescent light I've ever seen. I said, is this to be able to look through film for porn? Like, what? What is this, right? It doesn't illuminate. It doesn't illuminate at all. It's pretty much a black light. And I go, hun? I said, your new light came in. Oh, yeah? I click it. Could barely see. She can't even see her. She's 10 feet away because it doesn't illuminate. It's a black light pretty much, right?
She bought the wrong bulb.
I go, you bought the wrong bulb. She's like, you know, I'll go back and fix it. I was like, you know, I could have just went to Home Depot and just got that done. Oh, but Amazon, though, right? Because you got to add another box to the living room.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
How about that, Shay? You and your wife, you're a young couple. You have to deal with a lot of this. But, I mean, there's got to be something that kind of sticks in your craw.
Yesterday, we got a new chandelier type, like, hanging light over our kitchen or dining room table.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, combined kitchen dining room. We live in a Chicago apartment. You know what it's like. But we got a new light for that. So we're putting it up, and I'm hanging it from the ceiling. And it gets up there, and the base of it is just a little bit crooked.
Mm-hmm.
And neither of us can figure out why, but we keep looking at it. It's clearly lopsided. It took me about 10 minutes, Hoodie, yeah, to figure out that the arms on the light move, and there were just too many of them too close together on one side. So it was weight throwing it off. But we're fighting with each other. Why is this happening? I'm blaming her. She's blaming me. It happened. What I can't believe about Cap's story that initiated this, what the hell is the tree doing out before Thanksgiving?
Because she wants the tree up before Thanksgiving. Because we're going to be gone for Thanksgiving. We usually host. We're not going to be at the house.
Right.
She's like, I'd like it up so when I come back, it's already up.
Yeah, but what's the hurry? You don't have to have it now. Do you have to have it now?
Like, I love. She changes by the season. Like, we have Halloween decorations up. Now it's getting transformed to Thanksgiving. Then it'll go to Christmas. Then it'll be some winter motif. Then it goes to Valentine's. Like, I love that she takes all this pride. Just leave it out of my parking spot when it's snowing.
It's fine, but it sounds like you live in a mall.
Pretty much.
The way it changes seasonally.
Yes.
It sounds like you're in a mall.
Correct.
Can you believe the Halloween decorations? Can you believe Valentine's Day stuff is up in January?
Right. That's her. Love her dearly.
I mean, hey, you got to, hey, nothing wrong with beautifying the house. I totally get that. But I would say from Shay's standpoint, Shay, would you say to at least put the tree up maybe the weekend before Thanksgiving, like 19th or 20th? I mean, she's trying to get it up on the 12th or 13th.
Yeah, I get it. Like, even if you're hosting Thanksgiving, you want to have the tree up maybe when the family comes over, everybody gets prepared for the holiday. But put it up next weekend. Last weekend, that's always been my birthday weekend. I've never even thought about it. It's too early to be thinking about Christmas. I don't even want to do it on November 1st. You know, Mariah Carey drops a new video for her 30-year-old song every November 1st.
Yes.
Same old song to celebrate the coming of Christmas. It's not Christmas yet. We got to wait till Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I like that song.
Yeah, I mean, when you hear that, it's Christmas time. When you hear that, I mean, when you hear that in the stores or on the radio stations, that's when you know it's Christmas.
Yeah, and by the way, just memo, because I'm a good teammate.
Yes.
I'm listening to my wife. We're at the Christmas lights thing at the Botanic Gardens the other night.
Yeah.
And I hear her go, yeah, the first station in town that plays Christmas music is The Light. And I turned around, honest to God.
Yeah.
That's incorrect. She's like, hun, The Light is the first one that plays Christmas. I said, no, that would be Carmen and Yurko. And make sure Feeder, I know he's retired.
Yes.
And Agrest and every one of them out there knows the first person that plays Christmas music is the Carmen and Yurko show.
That's right.
She's like, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Unfortunately, Randy, Carmen and Yurko don't get the credit for that.
They deserve it.
Yeah.
Maybe if their producer would be a little more aggressive.
Oh!
We'd get out there, but
okay.
Whatever.
Well, it is true.
Worried about cookies.
They're the first ones to do that. Yes, I understand.
Hoodie, so, speaking of the arguments we get into with our wife, my wife did say something to me last night, I'm just thinking of it, that, like, floored me. She got the verified pre-sale, like, verified fan thing for Taylor Swift.
Only fans, right?
Yes. No, for the Taylor Swift tour, she got the verified fans pre-sale deal.
Yeah.
And she's telling me how she has friends who didn't. My mother didn't get it. And she's telling me that she has friends that didn't get it. She goes, it's tied to how much money you've spent in the Taylor Swift store.
Oh, for heaven.
So because she spent so much money in the Taylor Swift store, she got the pre-sale.
Well, my son loves Taylor Swift.
God.
He got tickets to all three shows. Two shows. Two of the three. Because we're out of town one day.
Where's she playing?
Where's she at?
Soldier Field.
Soldier Field.
When?
Next June.
Sold out, I'm sure.
Oh, God.
Yeah, three nights, I think.
Yeah, Brett's going the first two nights. Then we're going, he and I are going to see the Cubs play at San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And so he can't go to the third show. He's going to the first. Brett, do you want me to try and see if I know anyone to buy tickets? I don't know. And I already got him, Dad. What? I got an email. I got to buy them early. What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is something.
By the way, I was debating with Shay last night about the officiating in the National Football League.
We will get to that momentarily. Vicky in North Aurora on ESPN 1000. Hello, Vicky.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
So talking about the Christmas tree thing, I'm with Mindy. My tree is up. It went up last weekend because I, too, travel for Thanksgiving. And when I get home from traveling, I like to come in my house and then I turn on the lights. I don't turn on the lights until I get back, and then all of a sudden it's Christmas.
Right, you want to feel festive. That's what my wife said.
Exactly. See, this is how women think.
Well, I tell her to keep it out of my parking spot.
Well, okay, that's a different conversation, and I'm not diving into your marriage. So have a great day, guys.
You too, Vic. By the way,
she dove into our show, but she wouldn't dive into it. She could have helped in that spot, you know. She could have supported you.
She's right. No support. And Zetterman, no support whatsoever.
What did Danny say?
It says, a gentleman would move the tree out of the parking spot for his wife.
Well, this is Captain J Hood. There are no gentlemen here.
Yeah, that's A. B, Danny. If I moved it, and heaven forbid a little twig bent, I would hear about it.
Exactly right.
She said, I said, yesterday actually said, you want me to drag that thing out of the way? No, I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
Good luck.
Yes, this is not the home of gentlemen, Zetterman. Have you listened to the show? We have Shay Norling with us every
day. Yeah, and that's the guy whose wife tore her bicep trying to move a basketball goal that got left in Danny's driveway. Uh-oh. His wife got injured. A real man, Danny, would have moved that by himself.
All right, that's enough of that. Okay, 312-332-3776. NFL officiating, how do we fix it? We reflect back to the Eagles and Washington Commanders game from yesterday.
It's awful.
Yesterday, coming up next on Cap and J-Hood.
Cap J-Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J-Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Captain J. Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Glad you're with us here on this Tuesday morning as we talk to you about the game last night with the Eagles and the Commanders. Cap, I was doing UIC Flames basketball as a... We defeated Jacksonville State, and I'm seeing this text thread on our morning show text thread. You and Shay, what a shock. You guys are going back and forth disagreeing on something. And you guys are talking about Monday Night Football. And I don't know the context because I'm doing the game, and I'm saying, what are these guys talking about? Mm-hmm. So I had to dive into the game that I DVR'd to find out what you guys were talking about. And there was a controversial call with the Commanders quarterback, Taylor Heinicke.
Correct. So they're trying to run the clock out, end the game. It's a huge win for them. Huge. Eagles are 8-0. They're an 11.5-point favorite. They're going to win the game outright by 11. And he goes down to a knee, and in kind of almost the fetal position, he covers the ball up.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy for the Eagles is kind of right there. And then Brandon Graham comes in. And I'm not going to say he lays him out, but he hits him. Bam! Taylor Heinicke turns to the official. Flag, 15-yard penalty, basically ball game over. Automatic first down, Eagles have one timeout left. There you go. And I thought it was the right call. And is it Terry McCauley? No, he's Sunday Night Football. Whoever the official person was, they said, that's the right call. It's a bad time to make a mistake like that. And they show the Eagles bench, one of the players is yelling, you dumb it! And he's yelling at Brandon Graham, who's a veteran, should know better.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ticky-tack, tough way to lose a football game. They weren't going to come back and win anyway, but I had no problem with the call. Shay did. There was also a terrible missed face mask where they grab the mask, yank, the same time the guy another guy punches the ball out. Huge turnover.
Okay, so... And, Shay, we probably should put this at ESPN1000 on Twitter. I put this in our text thread as well just to be able to get context of this play. Heinicke is clearly giving himself up, and there's two defenders that are going after Heinicke. As the knee is down, there are two guys going after him. Now, obviously, Heinicke was not hurt from the play. I mean, pretty much it was a pillow fight. It was very light, Cap. Did you see the same thing, Shay? I mean,
once Heinicke gets hit at all,
Heinicke gives himself up, there's two defenders almost saying, "Okay, we're going to make sure you're down."
And you can tell Brandon Graham's kind of bracing him to keep him from hitting the ground too hard. He's getting braced from the back. Both defenders are almost trying to protect him. My issue with the call wasn't even the call, because technically, by rule, it is correct. My issue with it is in the context of that play. Taylor Heinicke late in the game, rolling out to his right, scrambling a mile out of the pocket in the backfield, goes down after kind of cutting back to the other side of the field. Yes, he gave himself up.
Yeah.
But if you're Brandon Graham, from his perspective, live in that moment, can it be argued you saw Taylor Heinicke fall, cutting back the other way? and you can't be sure if he's down or not. You got to touch him.
You're just touching him down. I'm showing Twitch right now, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Cap, I mean, he's in a kneeling position. And so Heineke is not like Justin Fields where he's flexible enough to look like he's down on a knee and he goes down and he pops back up and can run for 100 yards. It's not that. It clearly, to us, he gave himself up in the play. But the other thing is, too, is that the Eagles didn't knock his head off. They didn't knock his head off.
No, but that was a harder hit than he had to. He didn't need to do it. You know they protect quarterbacks. His head slammed back to the ground. You don't need to touch him. It's just dumb. Just a dumb play by a veteran who should know better. Reddick, number 7, already has him, and then Brandon Graham comes in. He's down, giving himself up. He's not getting back up. Bam! Head hits the ground. Quarterbacks are going to get protected. That's just a fact.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate because it sours my enjoyment of the National Football League. It does. Listen, if there's a hard hit, usually college football will get it right. College football, listen, like the, what did that just say? Oh, the Illinois game is horribly officiated. But I will tell you that when it comes to plays like this, I mean, they usually get that right.
The Illinois-Purdue game you're talking? This week?
The last game they just played on Saturday.
On the interception, yeah, which was brutal. A horrible call.
Yeah, no, that was just, it was a
pass interference defense.
It was a bad call. I mean, it was not officiated well. And you got to get those from time to time where those calls, you're like, where do those calls come from? But you cannot put a halo over every quarterback in the National Football League. Every hit is not a defender trying to take the head off of a quarterback. In that scenario, Heineke gives himself up. The Eagles want to make sure that he's down, but they didn't. It's kind of like kids playing in the yard. That's how it would have looked like to me. And I just want to find out, the bigger overarching question we have this morning is, how do we fix this nonsense?
Well, I had a bigger problem with the call, no call, of the pass that was stripped when they grabbed the mask. Shay and I were going back about that one.
Mm-hmm.
The people that I've asked who have coached in the league or played in the league say that the league tells them, we are not going to extend games that run 4.5 hours long. We're not going to do it. We have the technology to basically get every single call right. Do you want to review everything?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
They're not going to do it.
Well, they're very happy with pace of play because on average this year it's the lowest it's been in like 4 seasons. It's 3 hours and a minute. Beautiful.
Correct.
But turnovers are reviewed anyway. In the case of a turnover, if there's something that occurred on the play that would negate the turnover, i.e. a blatant face mask, why can we not review that? Face mask absolutely negates what happened on that play. Why is that not reviewable?
For those that say that's not reviewable, then that means that you don't trust the technology. And actually, the technology should be the number one thing you look at. First of all, it is the human element. If the human element misses it, that's why I have technology. What pisses me off about the National Football League is you can replay something. It's empirical evidence, and even replay gets it wrong. That won't work either.
Right. So, Shay, let's assume there was no turnover there, but there was a mask. Do we review that then when he gets up and goes, how do you think my mask got over to the side here?
No, I don't think we review everything, and maybe we make a decision where, look, if a coach wants to challenge a blatant face mask, you can go for it, because it's simple. That's an objective penalty. Was the face mask grabbed or not? Yes? 15 yards. We're good. That one's easy. So I think last night, if you have a situation like, hey, you turned it over, you coughed it up, your face mask clearly gets pulled. I mean, he's trying to poke him in the eye.
Yeah. Well, Randy, here's my issue. When Cap talks about time, like, oh, the game, you don't want the games to go 4 hours. Look, I'm a college football fan. I'm used to games going 3:15, 3:20. The national championship game's over 4 hours. Because ultimately, that's a win for the NFL. You can be able to gamble more if the games are longer. The sponsors will be happy because there's more spots in it. And if it's a National Football League, people are going to watch from start to finish. They're not turning it off.
But the national championship game, correct me if I'm wrong, you would know better. Those are longer because they're longer breaks because there's more commercials simply because of the gravity and the eyeballs on the game.
And the clock stops at every first down.
Right.
That's the other reason why it's 4 hours.
In college football.
Yes.
Right.
So there's that too.
Yeah, I get where Shay's coming from, that All right, we have to review a turnover. Was his knee down? Nope. Was the ball out? Yep. Hold on a second. Grab the mask. Clearly. But I would love to ask, like, Yurko, who played defense. There had to be times where Johnny wasn't trying to grab a face mask, but he's just trying to get you down, and his hand is on the mask.
Right.
Okay, are we going to be able to have the technology to go 64 of Cleveland, John Yurkovich? His hand's on the mask, but the fingers aren't closed. We can't tell. Well, the mask is moving, but his hand is open. That's not a face mask.
No, but maybe that's a five-yard penalty, though. It's not egregious, but the hand is on the helmet. Anything to help the offense, Cap. That's the National Football League. Anything to keep the chains moving.
Now, I can tell you I've asked our friend James Capers,
yeah,
who's an NBA ref. I've asked college guys. They have said to me, you cannot use video review to re-referee a play. You want to say, was he inbounds, out of bounds? Was the shot clock off in an NBA game? You cannot re-referee a play where you go, ah, I know why Hood missed that shot, because Cap hit him on the arm. Re-referee the play. You cannot do it.
I get it. But when you tell me that people are concerned about the time of the National Football League game, I mean, I'm already locked in. Who cares? I don't care how long it is. Just entertain me. Same thing with baseball. That's why you and I are baseball fans. We don't complain about the time. Everyone, baseball's trying to fix something that can't be fixed. It's a game without time. If it's a three-hour ball game, as long as we entertain, it doesn't matter how long it goes. Sports, every sport can't be soccer. Every sport can't be horse racing. Sorry. It's just the way it is. I've invested the time to watch the NFL.
But why is baseball's big initiative? Hire Theo Epstein, put a whole blue ribbon panel together. We got to get these games faster.
Because they are trying to
get a younger audience.
Trying to cater to the young people, mm-hmm, that are not going to watch.
But it also becomes...
By the way, that won't watch.
Agreed. You and I are going to watch it. If they said there's a Cubs or Sox game tonight, we're watching.
Yeah, no question.
But it does get tedious at times. That's why I'm glad they're getting rid of the shift. I know that drives Connor insane. I like watching action. I don't want to see Anthony Rizzo smoke a ball right up the middle. Oh, there's a guy standing red. No.
Yeah. Well, we'll get what we want. The ball will go through again.
Yes.
The way it's supposed to be, in the gap.
Correct.
The way it's supposed to. Correct. So the second baseman playing the roamer softball position and throwing a runner out from short right.
By the way, I'm hearing Rizzo and the Astros is a real thing.
Oh, good.
We'll see. Yankees, Astros, we'll see.
All right, you know what today is.
I think today is Tuesday.
Yes, and that means it's a Hoodwink Tuesday.
That means free Malnati's for somebody, if they're good.
Caller 5, Randy, regular line, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Want to play Hoodwinked? I will tell two truths and a hoodwink. We'll explain that coming up next on Cap and Jay Hood. The most wonderful time continues to roll along, college football season. Dr. Pepper and the residents of Fansville invite you to revel in another one-of-a-kind year of flexing your foam finger, humming your school's fight song in your sleep, and thriving on a steady diet of buffalo chicken dip and post-game day commentary, all washed down with a rich, delicious Dr. Pepper, of course. Another Saturday is always just around the corner, so make sure that your tailgate doesn't turn into a failgate. And pick up a case of ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Shay.
Captain Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on Twitch.tv or the Twitch app. All right, Captain Jay Hood listeners, who's ready for a story? Sit back and relax as Jonathan Hood regales you with tales of frivolity. Did it really happen?
We have been hoodwinked.
Who knows?
Bamboozled, led astray.
Who cares? Be prepared to be
run amok and flat out deceived.
Hoodwinked.
We don't get fooled again.
Captain J. Hood. Morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. That same ESPN Chicago app in which you could find the Hockey Show. You heard about the Hockey Show?
That's right.
The great Pat Boyle.
And the great Barstool Chief.
Yeah, absolutely. If you are a Hawks fan, Hawks got blitzed yesterday, lost 3-0.
They did. I had Marian Hossa in the studio yesterday. Mm-hmm. He is the freaking best. What a great dude to talk to.
The Hockey Show, available on the ESPN Chicago app. Well, we're playing Hoodwink Cap, and is brought to you by...
That would be Lou Malnati's. The passion runs deep. You want the greatest... Uh-oh, we just had a lady go down on State Street, just wiped out. Oh, boy.
She went down?
She did.
Got any pictures?
No. She's just struggling to get up with her bags on her shoulder. I just was looking. I'm like, whoa! She's okay.
Older lady? Younger lady?
I'm going to guess mid-40s.
Is slippery out there?
50. There's
a line there. It's a thin line. There's an age where you're young enough that it's funny when you fall, and there's an age where you're old enough that it becomes scary.
Yes.
And it's a very thin line.
She went down to her knees with her bag sprayed out of the ground. I'm like, oh, God.
Wow. She's got bags already at 7:39. And Macy's open?
It was like a backpack and a briefcase. Yeah, it looks like she was going to work.
Oh, man, it's already slippery out there. Yeah. Be careful, everybody.
Be careful out there.
There's a guy who cares right there, David Kaplan.
See there you
that?
Go.
Good job, man.
But anyway, it's brought to you by Lou Malnati's. The passion runs deep. You want the best pizza? Try the cookie pizza for dessert. It's amazing. And the Lou salad. We hand it off now to Justin in Manhattan, Illinois, and Jonathan Hood.
All right, Justin, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Have you had Lou Malnati's before?
No, I love it.
It's the best, isn't it?
It is the best.
It's Captain J Hood, so you know it's top of the line. Once again, top shelf pizza, and we're going to hook you up with a Lou Malnati's gift card if you can answer this question. Are you ready?
Get it done.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, this is how it works, Justin. I tell you two truths and a lie, two truths and a hoodwink. This weekend, I played cards, played biz whist with my friends, played cards over the weekend. I watched Saturday Night Live with Dave Chappelle. I went to go see Wakanda Forever, the movie, this weekend. What didn't I do this weekend? Did I play cards with my friends? Did I watch SNL with Dave Chappelle? Or did I see Wakanda Forever, the movie?
I'm going to say there's no shot he went to see Wakanda Forever.
Let's ask Justin, pal. Why don't you keep your nose out of it? Hey, why don't you keep your beak out of it? He's a contestant.
I'm trying to help him.
Okay, well, he didn't even give his answer first, and you just step it in there. No one asked you. Why don't you just keep your beak out of it?
Hey, Justin.
Justin, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. Wakanda, whatever movie
that
was.
Like,
I've never even heard
what'd you
it.
Call
There's
it?
No way you went, so.
Beeswax? What's the name of the card game?
Bidwist.
Bidwist. Okay. I could see him sitting around with Wiley and Maceo playing a little Bidwist. What was the third thing?
I went to go to the movies with Peacock to see Wakanda.
And what's the other thing?
I once saw Saturday Night Live on Saturday night.
He would be at home Saturday night getting ready for the Jacksonville State game on Monday night. So he would have Saturday Night Live on, and he loves Dave Chappelle. I'm going to say he did not go to the movies because we would have heard about it here on the show.
Absolutely. I'm with Cap. Absolutely did not go to the movies.
Okay. So you got no thought of your own, Justin. You're just going to go right on. It's amazing, this show. It's like, he wouldn't do that. I agree, Cap. He wouldn't do that. I mean, that's a 50-50 proposition in that spot. But you just go right ahead. You're agreeing with Cap. Is that what you're saying?
That was my initial thought, too. So that's what I'm going with.
There's no way I'd go to Orland to go to the show on Saturday. Is that what you're saying? No way I'd go out to Orland Park to see the movies?
No, I don't think so.
Nah, wouldn't go to the movies. Nah, wouldn't do that. It's unbelievable.
Well, that's right, Cap. You're right. He wouldn't do that. I mean, it's amazing, isn't it?
Well, every time.
I could see you playing with Maceo and Wiley.
Cards.
And I could see you watching Chappelle.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
All right. Justin, you are correct. One and two are right. I did not see Wakanda Forever.
Take that!
So there you go.
All right.
Justin's a winner.
There you go, Justin. Enjoy your pizza. Get the cookie pizza for dessert. It's amazing.
All right, thanks, boys. Love the show.
What station just hooked you up with Lou Malnati's?
ESPN 1000.
All right, man. Hang on a second. We'll get your vitals. Justin from Manhattan is a winner. It's amazing, though. It's just like, he wouldn't do... That's right, Cap. He wouldn't do that. Have you given any consideration, sir?
Nope.
It's amazing. Sidebar Mary Approach.
Yes, brought to you by Ankin Law, 312-6 million for the great Howard Ankin. Put that lawyer in your phone.
Sign my ball. You know, it's interesting about Dave Chappelle. I know you didn't watch Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
I did watch it because it was live, and I don't know what he's going to say. Live.
Right.
So I don't know what he's going to say. And it's the second time I've seen him on SNL, and he did his stand-up. And of course, it was a lot of Kanye and Kyrie mixed in there. And because we know the storylines for both.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Kyrie thing is part of pop culture because of him putting links out there on his social media for people to peruse a Amazon show that's, I believe, is still available, by the way. That is pretty anti-Semitic.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my point about comedy, Cap. It's funny. You get this from time to time, right? Jay Hood, boy, he should be a comedian. Do you know I'd be deathly afraid to be on stage doing comedy?
Really?
Cap.
You?
Like, Charlie, what Charlie did for us at Football Fest, I was so impressed by what Charlie did by doing his 5-6 minute stand-up routine.
Yeah.
Because the timing was right, the jokes were timely. That is a skill that I do not possess.
That takes a lot of guts, man.
Well, right. I don't have that. I don't have that.
But if I said to you, hey, Jonathan, we're at the Super Bowl, we're watching it. There's a problem. Somebody got sick, God forbid, in the booth. They need you to do the game. You could do it.
Game, yes. It's because it's in my realm.
50 billion people watching, and you would not be nervous, nor would I.
No, absolutely not. Doing a game?
Go out of the Chicago theater stage and try and make people laugh?
No shot.
No shot.
No shot. I would be, I'm deathly afraid of that. And I have comedian friend, Leon Rogers, is a great friend from GCI.
He's hilarious.
Hilarious guy, right? I mean, I have a number of friends that are in comedy, do stand-up. Comedy, they go around and do the tour. But when it comes to like Dave Chappelle, my point to all this is that, Cap, when someone is a comedian, they are putting material together to get a reaction.
Correct.
I think there are some that get it, you know, way too personal with it, like, I can't believe that Chappelle would say that, or I can't believe this comedian would say that. It's all material.
They don't listen.
But in this society, and we can talk about social media, we can talk about people's feelings and all that, and I know that whatever's going on in your world, there's a hint of negativity, whether it's social, whether it's political, whether it's personal, there's always something like, you know what, I'm down because of these things. But a comedian is there to be able to turn up the volume on whatever topic's going on. It's material, after all. It's comedy. When you saw Richard Pryor, did you believe everything that he talked about?
No.
I mean, some, yes, because it was in magazines. It was in newspapers. But every time you see one of those guys on or women that are on stage, they are turning up the volume on whatever the topic is.
Correct. Whether it's Sarah Silverman or the late Sam Kinison or Rickles, they know how to tweak you.
That's all it is.
That's it.
If you are offended by comedy, you probably shouldn't go to a comedy show. Do the research of saying, well, what's this person going to talk about? That person's not there to be able to relate to you necessarily. It's more or less, it's like, here's some material about what's going on in pop culture or them personally. And it's pretty much, I can be able to color between the lines, or I can be able to go over the top about any topic. What we do here is not comedy. What we do here is we have fun.
Correct.
And so when we have fun, I'll say something and I'll turn it up to 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going behind the curtain here. I'm just saying, like, you and I will accentuate something, a topic, and just go over the top with it.
Agreed.
Because we're entertainers.
Yeah,
we're entertaining.
Having fun.
That's all. But the same thing with comedy. I just want to make sure that's clear. When people, I see this on social media, people going, oh, I can't believe what Chappelle said about the Jewish people. I can't believe what he said about black people. I can't. Man, that's all material that he's worked with his writers on.
Correct.
He's brilliant that way, because if he makes you have an emotion, he wins.
Correct.
Either way, one way or the other, it's about emotion. If I make you feel uncomfortable based on my comedy, if I'm Dave Chappelle, I got you.
That's why Stern is at the top of the profession in what we do.
Yes. But some people say, I can't believe. Real quick story. You and I are doing this. I think it was an animal story. It was like, I think Danny asked a question. If a lion is attacking, how do you protect your wife, or, you know, what do you do in that situation? I said, oh, I let Michelle handle it. I'm gone. See you. Like, she's tougher than me. I'll let her handle it. Something funny like that, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, I would not do that. But
right.
I said for the show, oh, if the lion's attacking, oh, I'll let her handle it.
She's got to outrun her.
Waddle. Because I heard what you said on the air about that animal. I can't believe that you'd put your wife in peril like that. I said, Tom, I'm on the air I said, be careful. We might be doing bits here from 7 to 10. He believed it. What? We're just talking, man. Like, oh, I just push her out there. I'm gone. See ya. You know, just satire. But people believe it.
They do.
And it's just a bit, or it's just like, hey, it's just two guys just poking fun. That's all I'm saying.
Having fun.
Yeah, that's all it is. But just
what we do.
That's what you realize, that the material is not necessarily real as much as it is, hey, I'm going to really tweak you by saying this or give you a reaction one way or the other. Cap and J Hood, morning 7 to 10.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah. And listen to Cap and J Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J Hood on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Captain Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and on the ESPN Chicago app. So glad that you're with us here today. Coming up, we have Shot or No Shot, an opportunity for you to jump in on our agreements and disagreements on Shot or No Shot. We'll go around the National Football League. Albert Breer with the latest on the Bears and the NFL storylines at 8:35 right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.
What time is the Justin Fields MVP press conference?
Oh, I don't know what time that is. Do you have, usually you have the insight on that?
I do not.
Do you have the time?
He's not even in the top eight for that. Can we stop with that?
Well, that's your guy, Dan Orlovsky, who likes to stir it up.
He does.
So do you get bonuses for saying outlandish crap? Is that what you get at ESPN? I never got that when I
don't get that, and I say more outlandish stuff than everybody.
Yeah, Randy, when I worked at, in Bristol for 5 years with JD, I don't remember getting bonuses for saying outlandish crap. Never had that. Never got those bonuses. Well, I mean, but it's your guy, Cap. Stan Orlovsky.
I love Dan.
Big, bold opinions
love
from
Dan.
Orlovsky.
So. I could give you 10 guys that'll probably be 12 guys that'll be ahead of him in the MVP voting.
It's this unnecessary topic. I mean, we'll get to it because when we have more time, but that's the idea that it's funny. We talked about this toward the end of our show yesterday. You can go back on the ESPN Chicago app, that third hour, 9:40. Yesterday, we're talking about this, and we heard the sound about the MVP conversations. It's like, why? This is the trick bag I talk about all the time. You talk about Fields as far as being MVP, and you're putting the cart before the horse. I want to be first on this. He has a chance to be the MVP this year.
Seriously?
If the team was good.
Really?
Yeah, but they're not. That's the
correct
point.
They're 3-7.
Yeah.
So they've got the, if you've seen their next five games, they get at Atlanta. That is no walkover.
Mm-hmm.
At the Jets, they're a better team than the Bears. Home with Green Bay. Home with the Eagles. And home with the Bills.
Mm-hmm. Good luck.
Good luck. Then you go to Detroit,
mm-hmm.
who just beat you.
Right. And the Vikings to round out the season. Tough.
I mean, you tell me one game on there that you guarantee me they can win that game.
How about that, Randy?
That Vikings game will probably be meaningless for them, don't you think?
That's a win for the Bears?
Actually, it might not be because now they're tied for the lead in the NFC, so they might have to try to get the home field advantage.
Yeah. Right. I mean, would you bet, Randy, if I said to you, I'm going to give you a 10-1 odds on it, you got to bet 10,000 of your own money, one game the Bears are going to win. Could you pick one that you pretty sure they're going to win?
I think they got a good chance to beat Detroit, and I think they got a good chance this weekend against Atlanta.
Okay. We will see. That early prediction right there. Early.
I think Detroit, again, I'm not telling you they're going to the playoffs, but I think they're going to win a few more football games before they're done.
Sidebar my approach.
Yes, brought to you by Ankin Law, 312-6 million.
Sign my ball. Your Honor, I'd like to present to you recycling. Today is National Recycling Day. What was the first time you heard about recycling in your home when you were a kid?
Oh, wow. That's a long, long time ago.
That wasn't brought up in the 60s, was it? Recycling?
No. Absolutely not.
80s? Sounds like when you're in the more 80s.
Yeah, probably.
That was not a thing when you were growing up, and it wasn't a thing for me when I was a kid.
I vaguely remember when I was coaching at Northern. My girlfriend at the time, Julie,
yep.
was over at my apartment and I had a can of Diet Coke.
Tab?
It might have been Tab. I drank Tab. Fresca. How about a Fresca? And yeah. I threw it in the garbage. She's like, hey, you have to keep the cans and the plastic separate in a bag. They recycle that. They what? What are you talking about?
Recycling, right? It was a different, it was an odd word.
And you had a bin. You didn't have another garbage can. You had like a little like a basket.
Oh, yeah.
And you throw your stuff in there. And then you drag that thing outside.
Did you say recycling? Yeah, get it. All right, Julie, get out.
Right.
Get out. You kicked her out. Yeah.
Julie Webster.
Okay, so I remember recycling when I was a teenager. So we're talking about mid-80s. Because Dad would always crush the cans. And you put them in a black bag.
Yeah, I remember my dad would take put it under his foot. And then he would just tap the side. The can would collapse.
Yes.
Right?
So we would do that for extra change.
Yes.
But that's when I was like a teenager.
Yeah.
But growing up like in the 70s, that was never a thing. Recycling?
Yeah, no.
Could you imagine? So happy National Recycling Day.
Enjoy.
I know it's commonplace now, but back then when we were kids.
Yeah, I'm a fanatic about it now.
Yeah. It's different time for sure when we were coming up. Shout or no shot in 2 minutes on Cap and J-Hood.